Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Sunday, December 11th, and my name is Mark Rector. Today, I'll be reading Lamentations chapter 5, and after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. I'll be reading today's passage from the NIV, the New International Version. Today's devotion is titled, Learn to Lament. Please turn with me to Lamentations chapter 5. Remember, Lord, what has happened to us. Look and see our disgrace. Our inheritance has been turned over to strangers, our homes to foreigners. We've become fatherless. Our mothers are widows. We must buy the water we drink. Our wood can be had only at a price. Those who pursue us are at our heels. We are weary and find no rest. We submitted to Egypt and Assyria to get enough bread. Our ancestors sinned and are no more, and we bear their punishment. Slaves rule over us, and there is no one to free us from their hands. We get our bread at the risk of our lives, because of the sword in the desert. Our skin is hot as an oven, feverish from hunger. Women have been violated in Zion, and virgins in the towns of Judah. Princes have been hung up by their hands. Elders are shown no respect. Young men toil at the millstones. Boys stagger under loads of wood. The elders are gone from the city gate. The young men have stopped their music. Joy is gone from our hearts. Our dancing has turned to mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us! For we have sinned. Because of this, our hearts are faint. Because of these things, our eyes grow dim. For Mount Zion, which lies desolate, with jackals prowling over it. You, Lord, reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generation. Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us so long? Restore us to yourself, Lord, that we may return. Renew our days as of old. Unless you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure. Lamentations 5 is a bleak picture of the weight and totality of sin. Exiled from their homeland, the Israelites can hardly bear things much longer. They have lost their inheritance, they are motherless and fatherless, and their families have been broken apart. They do not know where their next meal will come from. Their work is for little profit, and difficult beyond belief. These are but a few examples of the hardships the Israelites faced. As we read Lamentations 5, the situation and circumstances surrounding the Israelites may not be all that different from circumstances we or our neighbors and world face on a regular basis. The book of Lamentations helps us look around at our world and see that not only are things not as they should be, but that things are bad and in desperate need of redemption, restoration, and reconciliation. The book of Lamentations also does not excuse us from the evil, the pain, and the suffering we go through, we see around us, and hear about in the news. Instead, our call as Christians is to bear evil, pain, and suffering. And while this might cause us to want to throw in the towel and give up on the world, grief and lament actually lead us to the exact opposite. Grief and lament point to hope in the midst of affliction. In a strange way, the better we lament and the better we grieve, the more we're reminded of the hope that we as Christians have in Jesus. It's no coincidence how the book of Lamentations ends. You, Lord, reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generation. Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us so long? Restore us to yourself, Lord, that we may return. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure. Here in these last four verses, there's an acknowledgement of God's sovereignty, one last lament, and a plea for restoration. Through it all, in the midst of our grief and lament, our answer is found in the coming of Jesus, the one in whom the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Let's pray. Father, as we look around at our world, we see so much brokenness, pain, suffering, and sin. Lord, sometimes it can feel as if it is just too much, that we can't bear it any longer. But Lord, remind us through Lamentations chapter 5 and in various other parts of Scripture, Lord, that you call us as your people to grieve and to lament. Lord, we grieve and lament because we have hope, because we have the hope of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has and will continue to redeem, restore, and reconcile all things. Thank you, Lord. We love you, and it's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.